Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Inshiqaq. There's a narrative found in Al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi and a very similar one. In fact, the text is exactly the same, which is also found in Salawi's Tafsir. Both have a different chain of narration, but again, there is some commonality, which I'll discuss later on, which is the basis of that commonality. Both these narratives are regarded or should be regarded to be totally baseless. Now, as far as the text is concerned, Al-Wasit's text reads, "Man qara surah in shaqqat, a'adallahu an yu'tiyahu kitabahu wara'a zahrihi." So, person who recites surah in shaqqaq, the Almighty will protect him that his record be given to him behind his back, which of course signifies the fact that he's a sinner. In other words, the Almighty will not give his account behind his back, and he will hand it over to him on his right hand, which would signify the fact that he'll go to paradise. The same text is found in the Salawi Tafsir. However, as far as its chain of narration is concerned, both these chains of narration have two very suspect narrators, and they are Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. I'll just read out the comments of Rijal authorities about these two. But it is perhaps these two who, on the basis of which Hafiz ibn Hajar has said that the text in Al-Wasit is totally concocted and fabricated, it has no basis. And since the same two narrators are also found in Salawi's Tafsir, there is no reason that we also not regard it to be similarly concocted. Now, as far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And as far as Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini is concerned, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay, and at another place his comments are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musri says that he's laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Jizjani says that he's ghayr siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nisa'i, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk, that he's been abandoned. At another place Imam Nisa'i's comments about him are laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Bughwi says, Zaiful Hadith Chiddan, that is extremely weak in matters of Hadith. Another comment by Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he's a Qazzab, that he's a liar. So this information is enough to perhaps tell us that it is this information which has led Hafiz ibn Hajar to conclude the fact that this is an absolutely concocted and fabricated narrative. It has absolutely no basis. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way is to read that surah with a translation instead of just reading it without understanding it, as one would lead to do if one reads such narratives. The correct way to reap the blessings of a surah is to understand its message, is to read with a good translation, to act upon the message, and to communicate that message as far as one is able to. Aqulu qawli haza wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.